Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Oh, tell me it's not so. Hey folks, guess who's got it this week? See what I'm saying? You just pay attention, folks, as to how this works. It's some high-profile person that's put there because the cameras are put there on purpose, because the best way to lead the opposition is to control the opposition ourselves, say the communists. But vice president, she's not a vice president. You know she's a plant as well as I do. Kamala Harris tests positive for COVID. Wow. What a coincidence. See how they continuously prop up the lie? This is how, just so you can see history being repeated in front of your face right now, this is exactly how dictators take precedent. They continuously promote and promulgate the lie. They promote the opposite of what is true. I'm sure you're probably hearing a lot about this now because you can't hide the truth. The fact of the matter is, you don't need to defend it neither. Augustine rightly said, you don't need to defend the truth because the truth is like a lion. He said, just let it go. It will defend itself. That's right. And then Luke 12:2 comes to my aid where it tells us that there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed and nothing hid that shall not be made known. But we're hearing more and more of this concerning the experimental jab, COVID vaccine injury, ends career of captain with American Airlines after collapsing in plane. We're hearing a lot about this. We're hearing captains actually dying in the cockpits now, okay? But let me give you a real quick download on this guy here. American Airlines pilot Captain Robert Snow, a pilot with over 31 years of experience, has gone public with this story after going into cardiac arrest in the cockpit of the commercial plane he was flying just moments after landing in Dallas. Just think about that. Avoiding what could have been a major catastrophe if he would have suffered his heart attack while landing. Just again, think about that if you were on that airplane. Now his career is over, as the FAA will not allow pilots with heart conditions like Mr. Snow to continue flying. Isn't it interesting? But these are the same people that told him, either you get your COVID shot, say they, or else you cannot work for American Airlines any longer. See how this works? And then there's no accountability. There's no liability because your said representatives have basically pronounced through unconstitutional means that they are indemnified. There's no accountability. They're impervious, friends. They're impervious to any liability. In other words, what I'm saying here, friends, is they've been shielded by your said representatives concerning their accountability for the harm and damage and murder that they have caused concerning the millions across the United States of America. Okay? Some of this stuff you just can't make up. Right now what I'm doing, friends, is I'm thinking of Isaiah 5, verse 20, and I want to read it for you because this is what we're highlighting right now. The Bible says, woe, that means the Lord is cursing them and judging them and damning them. There's different versions of the word woe, but in this context, that's what this means. Woe unto them that call evil good. That's what you're listening to, friends. Those that are calling evil good, promoting evil as good, and good evil, okay? That put darkness for light, and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet, and sweet for bitter. This is how you get your said propaganda from all the outlets on a daily basis, through the propagandists, okay? And again, you need to understand, friends, the opposite of what they're telling you is true. You know, all the exposés going on concerning these undercover sting operations in Disney and Universal and other parks in Florida, all these workers that have been busted in child pedophile rings, put that up against Luke 17, verse 2. It's better for them to take a millstone and wrap it around their own necks rather than to offend one of these little ones. Well, that's what they do. And apparently they have forgotten the Old Testament in Exodus 22, where the Lord said that he would kill those that laid for the fatherless with the sword. Okay? But in spite of the truth, in spite of the obvious here, friends, knowing all of what's going on, Disney's being protested like mad right now. Oh, as a matter of fact, did I tell you? They're being protested. I showed you a video on social media platforms on sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, and or beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. There we are. But I've been highlighting and sharing with you the videos of people that are actually protesting Disney, and it's no small matter. And this is good. All things will come to the light, and it's coming to the light. But in spite of all the things that Disney's been busted for, in spite of what's going on in the public schools, and I'm going to correlate this because it's all one, because it's all falling from the top, from the pedophile that the American people have tolerated in the people's White House named Joe Biden. Disgraceful he is. A sham he is. But what's interesting, friends, is all the stuff that was going on in public schools concerning the child pornography that was being thrown down on the kids. Oh, and keep in mind, right on, friends, the trail of who? The homosexual agenda. Just like I said, sex before eight, before it's too late. It's exactly what they've done. And I've covered this 1,000 times, ensuring the people that prevention is better than cure. But if you don't want to pay attention, this is what's going to happen. But what we're talking about right now is how they are promoting the opposite of what is true. What are you talking about? Well, in spite of all of the information that has come to the surface, Boy Scouts having kicked out $2 billion concerning the victims of pedophiles in the ranks of the Boy Scouts. Folks, again, the priests, the pulpits across America, it's amazing to me the American people don't understand that this is all about your kids. The Bible is clear when Jesus said that the model of heaven is a child. Well, who would want to go after that model of the heavens more than Satan himself, who comes to steal, kill, and destroy, John 10:10. Well, that's what he's doing. Well, in spite of all of that, you ready for this? Disney says there's a poll now that suggests that child daycare service in the works for theme parks. I'm not making this up. What are they doing? They're casting it in your teeth, regardless of what the law says. They keep going on with their totalitarian, arbitrary, despotic ways in zeroing in on your kids. Now, do you think that's the truth of the matter? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. And you know, on top of the way that the mainstream media and the useful idiots are being used right now, did you know that they also said, the mainstream media, that the parks and the outsiders coming in is five times that what it is normally? We'll be right back. Sons of LibertyRadio.com.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
It's a jungle out there, disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Okay? We follow the Christ here. The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. Now listen carefully. In spite of all of the things that have surfaced, all of the things that have come to the light concerning the homosexual, the sodomite agenda, which is illegal in this country. Check your state statutes and prove me true, friends. Okay, put that up against Leviticus 18:22, 20:13, Romans 1:24, and the fruit of living in such a fashion, Jude 1:7. Read that as well. But in spite of all of the information that has surfaced concerning the gay agenda and the sodomite agenda and zeroing in on your kids, and that of, in correlation, the sting operations in sex trafficking, pedophile rings at Disney, Universal, SeaWorld was a part of that as well. A judge was a part of that, and the list goes on and the list goes on. And in spite of all that, friends, Disney wants you to believe that there's a new poll out there. We're promoting the opposite of the truth, the mainstream media is. Disney suggests that there's a poll out there that child daycare service is in the work for the theme parks. Can we make that up? Is that called, in spite of, is that called adding insult to injury, friends? And interestingly enough, they're not stopping. They're going forward. And see what they've done over the last how many decades in this country, they continuously add more sodomites to government positions and bureaucracies and agencies in the United States so that they'll have leverage against you, that at one point, for all of those that are apathetic and they sit there and they do nothing and allow these crimes to go on, you're called the workers of iniquity. And the Bible tells us in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, those that will let until they be taken out of the way. And rest assured, for those that do nothing about the problem and protecting the children from these criminal pedophiles, rest assured that this will come to your front door. I mean, you have the CPS do this, you have trafficking, you have foster care, they're being busted like crazy, school administrative boards, presidents, just like the one this morning, and the list goes on. And the people are still setting down. They're still dropping their kids off at a public school. Well, friends, you know what? It should surprise nobody that Disney would come out with a poll like this. Again, creating this poll and understanding, friends, that, again, this is zeroed in on your children, but Disneyland wants you, again, to believe that that child daycare service is in the works for their theme parks. Does anybody actually believe that except them? I don't know that you can make this kind of stuff up. I really don't, because it really gets to the point where it's sickening, to say the least, concerning the crimes that are being committed against our children, and you look at the older generation that are tolerating these crimes against the children. Here, we're talking right now about how promoting the opposite of the truth is being played out through the mainstream media. I want to show you Joseph Goebbels. I want you to listen to what he had to say, okay, under Adolf Hitler, and I want you to listen carefully to the details, because you'll see the devil in them very clearly, very quickly, okay? He said, Joseph Goebbels did, Adolf Hitler's propaganda minister, he said, the lie can be maintained only for such a time as the state or the media can shield the people from the political, economic, and or military consequences of the lie. Of the lie, okay? It thus becomes virtually important for the state to use all of its powers to repress dissent or dissenters like me. For the truth is the mortal enemy of the lie, and thus, by extension, the truth is the greatest enemy of the state. Is that what's happening? Yep, that's exactly what's happening. Folks, this tsunami is going forward. It's not receding. It's moving forward and destroying everything in its path. Yes, it is. One more thing on Disney, because I got to have the facts, right? But what's interesting, friends, is the mainstream media also reported that Disney, they have so many people coming to their place concerning their theme parks right now that it's exceeded five times the normal flow. Five times the normal flow. Again, does anybody believe this? So what I did is I called Disney today, and I called the nicest hotel that they have at Magic Kingdom. It's called the Floridian. And I called them, and I asked them the question. I said, so how is it working out at the parks? I said, are more people coming out now? She said, yes, they're starting to come back out, is what she said. But wait a second. The mainstream media has already reported that the flow is five times more than what it usually is. So, in understanding how hard it is to get a room at the Floridian, from past experience, folks, sometimes you have to wait months before you can get a room there. So I wanted to prove that the mainstream media was lying, and I knew that they were. And what I asked her is, I said, ma'am, I got a question for you. She said, what's that? I said, I'd like to get a room for tonight at the Floridian. Is that possible? And of course, they're just jacking the rates up, like, to the point of being absolutely irrational and ridiculous, and capitalizing on the people. And what was crazy about all of this is she said, well, I can tell you this. She said, I can't get you a room for tonight, but this is what she said. Now, just think, in spite of what they said, Americans, in spite of what they said, concerning the flow, five times over than what it usually is, because they want to act, they want you to believe that they're not being harmed by all of this kickback. So the mainstream media comes out in an attempt to try to defend them and trying to let everybody know, oh, they're not just doing okay, they're doing way better than okay five times over. She said, I don't have a room tonight, but I can get you one tomorrow. It doesn't quite jive with what she was sharing with us, folks. This is why the mainstream media, when you see what they say, When I reiterate this, I can't reiterate it enough, Americans, that you can look almost 9 times out of 10, and sometimes 10 times out of 10, you can look the other direction, and you are going to find, friends, that what they're telling you, the exact opposite is true. Now, I'm saying that because I just got one of these today also in the face of more of their lies. But it's interesting. I get these all the time. I get literally solicited by everybody's cat and dog. But Universal Orlando, I mean, they're practically giving away tickets. This is brand new. This is from 9:05 a.m. 3 parks, 5 nights, endless awesome. Wait a second. If you're doing 5 times better than you normally are, why is it that you're practically giving away park passes? You see, friends, the fact of the matter is they're in trouble. And you need to understand that the trouble that they're having right now is good. Because that means that people are responding to the lies of the mainstream media. And what they're doing, again, is they're casting this in your teeth because they want you to believe that no matter what you do, they want to minimize your efforts every step of the way. And I'm here to tell you, folks, your efforts are not minimized concerning those that do stand up and actually deal with the corrupt. One case in point here is we had a recently, just to give you a positive at the end of this, this is understanding the doers of the word, not the hearers only, deceiving themselves. But you've seen that one professor who wouldn't use the trans students' pronouns, he wasn't going to have none of it. He wasn't going to be bullied by the bully lobby concerning the sodomite agenda or those that are a part of the sodomite agenda. This professor wouldn't go along with it, and he stood up against it, and he won $400,000 because he would have none of it. And I'm sure he wasn't in it for the money, but the bottom line is I'm sure it just helped him start and empower him to start an organization to stand up and fight these bullies that are trying to basically drive everybody into submission to their agenda. And that's just not going to fly. I see a phone call coming up right now. If you want to call in, now's the time to do it. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I'll take you on the other side, just so you know. I got a hard break coming up in less than probably 30 seconds here. And once we're done with that hard break, I'll pull you up. I know that you're in Florida right now. And hopefully you're going to add on to what we're talking about here on the sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, friends, if you want to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's the fruit of the ministry. But when you go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, go to the top left side of the page, join us on social media platforms, and or go over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. Again, we're going to take a hard break. We will be right back. We are broadcasting into 156 cities and 53 countries. So do hold. We'll be right back.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The pace of new home sales is slowing. Government figures showing sales of new single-family homes fell by more than 8.5% in March to the annual rate of 763,000 units. Industry experts say rising mortgage rates and higher costs are pricing many first-time home buyers out of the market. Texas Republican Congressman Tony Gonzalez is blasting President Biden's southern border policy. Congressman Gonzalez saying people are getting killed because of the border crisis.
This administration has failed miserably. You talked about Putin being dangerous. Biden is dangerous.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Vice President Kamala Harris is self-isolating after testing positive for COVID-19. Harris is experiencing no symptoms. This is USA Radio News. For the first time, more than half of the United States population has detectable levels of COVID-19 antibodies from a prior infection. That's according to new data from the CDC, but agency director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says that doesn't mean all of those people have maximum protection from the virus.
Those who have detectable antibody from prior infection, we still continue to encourage them to get vaccinated. We don't know how long that, when that infection was. We don't know whether that protection has waned.
The number of Americans with detectable COVID-19 antibodies surged from 34% in December to 58% in February. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says the United States won't take part in saber-rattling when it comes to Moscow's threats about a possible nuclear conflict. He called it reckless, dangerous, and unhelpful after a weekend visit to Ukraine. This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Oh. Tell me it's not true, Kamala Harris. Is she the most pathetic thing, along with Joe Biden, that you can even imagine? Oh, and by the way, that is a representative of the American people. This is a representative of what Americans tolerate. Kamala Harris and Joe, I don't know who I'm shaking hands with. Oh, that's right, there's nobody in front of me, Biden. This is all aimed at you, America. You are the enemy to the global agenda, said George Soros. Again, just reminding you in case you forgot. But again, let me highlight this because you just heard this propaganda outlet again trying to keep up these false pretenses concerning this whole COVID pandemic. And it's been a fraud since the very inception, friends. Vice President, they want to call her, Kamala Harris, test positive for COVID. Isn't that crazy? Did you see this, friends? See, this is what most people don't pay attention to, but Bradley does. Beyond outrageous, Los Angeles company faked COVID test results. And guess what, friends? They're going to have to pay $20 million in a settlement announced by Los Angeles City Attorney Mike Feuer. Whoa! Beyond outrageous, Los Angeles company faked COVID test results. But we told you that right off the offset of this whole pandemic. Do you remember in Florida? Do you remember when this all started, friends? Do you remember they found that 333, notice the numbers, the 333 labs in the state of Florida, all 100% of all the test results that came back, they were all found to be positive. You remember this? This is under Ron DeSantis' watch, right? You know, the guy that they're trying to promote and tee up for the next president of the United States of America. Oh, speaking of Florida, we're going to go ahead and take Starlene from Florida. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you?
Hi, hello, hello. Thanks for taking my call.
Of course.
It just seems like you guys in the alternative or the non-propaganda media or the, you know, the truth movement or whatever, and us, we patriots and people that care about our country, you know, it seems like everybody's going for this politician or this person is running or that.
Yep.
And we're putting all of our hope in these elected officials and calling them leaders when they are, we do not have leaders. We are
That's free, right.
Americans who have representatives.
Amen.
But the problem is, you know, these people are in the legislative branch. They're legislators. We do not need more laws. We don't need more legislation. What we need is enforcement of the laws and enforcement of our Constitution. So it seems like we should all be bringing pressure to bear on our sheriffs, our state, our police, our, you know, somebody like that needs to take these criminals to jail. I mean, that's, we need to enforce the laws that we have against this pornography for children. There's a lot of laws against election fraud and treason and voter fraud, and these are the people that need to be taken up and taken, you know, perp walked to jail. The people that are in Washington, D.C., we're not going to be able to get them through the Department of Justice because they're in the whole rotten mix. But somebody, we need to find a way to get these criminals to have consequences for their behavior, or they're going to continue to crap on us all day. I mean, this, the problem is not politicians, it's not legislation, it's not the legislative branch at all. So who cares who the next guy, the next great conservative that's running is going to do? They can't do anything because we don't need any more laws.
That's right.
Too many laws.
Yep. You know what? You should, if you were in Minnesota, I'd probably have you here as a co-host. It sounds like you've been listening to the show because you just parroted everything that we've been talking about for years on this radio program. And I got a huge smile on my face right now. And I'm so grateful that there's people out there that are paying attention because, folks, it's all true. And is your name Starlene? Is that what it is?
Yes.
Starlene? Okay,
yes.
Cool.
Yes,
okay,
Starlene.
So Thomas Edison said, "The strength of the Constitution lies in the will of the people to defend it." So if the people that are in the present sit back and do nothing the way that they've been doing, and I'm talking about the majority, I'm not talking about everybody, but for the majority of the people that sit back and tolerate these crimes, they're adding strength to more tyrannies. These are the ones that are throwing up their hands and saying there's nothing we can do, but they're the ones that are out there living under themselves as selves, forgetting about their children. But for the small portion of the people that are actually out there, we are winning the day. And again, this goes back, Starlene, to what Saul Alinsky said, is cause the enemy to believe that there's a lot more of us than there really is. And the fact of the matter is people don't realize that they're up against the 325.9 million people in this country are up against 1.7% of the population. That means to cast into their minds that they're much bigger than the 325.9% or million people in this country. They're trying to belittle their efforts, and there's too many people that are feeding on the propaganda outlets, and they're parroting the propaganda outlets and the hirelings in the pulpit, John 10:12, rather than actually parroting what their forefathers taught them and what it is that they're supposed to do. As a preacher rightly said, you know, history teaches us that God is willing to give us what we're willing to fight for. There's so many people that love their freedoms that whenever there's a time to fight, what they do is they just throw their hands up in the air and let someone else sacrifice themselves to give them the freedoms that they have, and they're not worth the freedoms that they have today in so many different ways. They're shameful. But here's the thing. I agreed with 100% of what you just said. There are people out there that are standing up. There are people out there that are fighting the good fight. Keep in mind the big tech companies are censoring those people. They're attacking those people. And the people that are out doing that, that are actually making a waves and doing something out there, they're trying to belittle their efforts, and we need not take on their mindset in the process of this fight. What we need to do is make an effort to get to our circles, starting at home, and then in our communities, and then our cities, and then our states. To go back to you.
That's absolutely right.
Yeah, and I'm going to give you the last word, but I want to say one more thing. Maybe you should run for office because you are the type of people that people out there are looking for to get behind. What say you, Starlene?
Yeah, I mean, I'd be happy to do that. But the thing is, you know, all of us patriots, we all feel it. We feel the injustice. We feel we feel the wrong. We feel we know mm-hmm. that this is not supposed to be, and we know that there have been laws broken, and there have been grave injustices, and all of these crimes are being perpetrated upon us. But we don't. Instead, we say, oh, so-and-so is going to run for Congress, and they're going to be the midterms. That's going to save us, the midterms.
Yeah.
Listen, these people are not going to do anything. People that need to do something are the law enforcement, the people that bring the consequences to the criminals. So they're the ones that we have to put pressure on, and I don't see anybody thinking about how can we pressure our sheriffs or our state police or somebody to prosecute these people, to take these school board people to jail for pornography that they're putting in front of kindergarten and first and second and third grade and propagandizing and, you know, all of these terrible crimes that they're doing. We need consequences for these crimes.
That's right.
As long as these criminals are going to get away with this stuff, they're going to continue to do it and give us the middle finger the whole time and just do it right in our face. And we're not going to be able to do it. And our Constitution is going to be worth a piece of toilet paper because no one will enforce it. So we've Amen. Got to have a way to get this, get these people to have consequences.
Well, and it really does come down. And I thank you for your phone call. And I want to hear from you again, young lady. Okay. I totally appreciate you. But folks, that's exactly right. It's the people that are the government in this country, and if the people are going to tolerate this, you're going to get more of it. You already see that the Injustice Department is not going after criminals. They're going after the people that are exposing the criminals. And one must ask themselves why that is, especially what's right in front of their face concerning the Justice Department. They have Moses right in front of their face too, friends. Exodus 20, Deuteronomy 5, Romans 13. Where it says, under Moses holding the Ten Commandments, justice, the guardian of liberty. Folks, if they're not going to bring justice, that means they're destroying your country. And I don't know, for the life of me, what else needs to be told to the American people before they respond. I really, honestly do not know what it's going to take. Starlene was talking about how, you know, we're supposed to wait for the next election. Yep, that's the can that they want to kick down the road that doesn't exist anymore concerning the road. And what they do is they put up hand-picked, installed puppets to be the good guys again for the people, to appease them, to put them back to sleep. But what they don't realize is those good guys that have been installed are a part of the powers that are tolerated and fall to their control. Ephesians 4:14. Again, Americans are going to have to deal with these criminals, because the Justice Department is not doing it. Not all of them. I'm talking about what we see through the news all day long. They're promoting injustice, that they keep giving the impression to the American people that these corrupt politicians can do whatever they want without consequence. Well, folks, if they're not going to right the wrongs, then let me ask you the question. Who's going to right the wrongs, if not them? You know, it reminds me of Jim Elliot, the famous missionary, when he said, if not me, then who? He said, if not now, then when? And then I think of Martin Luther King Jr., who said the right time to do the right thing is right now. Why do the people in this country put up with this? Can somebody answer that? 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, what I want to do when we get back on the other side is, I'm sure you're probably seeing this, but people are now beginning to understand, if they're not making Elon Musk a new guiding light, in other words, a new idol, putting him in the place of Christ once again, you're seeing too many people saying, oh, this man, this guy's great. I'm so glad he bought Twitter. I'm so glad this about Elon Musk. And the list goes on. I hope that you're catching on now, that people are beginning to catch on to who Elon Musk is, because him and Jeff Bezos are trying to what? Along with Bill Gates and the other globalists, Isaiah 28, verse 18, what are they trying to do? They're trying to corral you into a new system of government. And guess who's a part of that? Mr. Elon Musk. Folks, Come on. I'm going to come right back to that in a moment. 1-866-582-9933.
Every day doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Lonnie Poindexter, and I'm the host of the Lion Chaser Show on UrbanFamilyTalk.com. And when I want the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help us God, I listen to Sons of Liberty Radio with Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I was just highlighting the fact that they have Elon Musk. The American people are having fun watching Elon Musk slap Twitter in the face. Folks, are you really that short-minded? Are you really that ignorant to believe that this is the truth? I mean, if the mainstream media is highlighting him, they're not capping on him, folks. They're promoting him, just so you know. And that's the thing right now. Oh, I like this guy about Elon Musk. Well, here, let me go over to this because I can find this. We know that just had a huge article come up today about how Jeff Bezos from Amazon, who is a puppet for the CIA, is hand in glove trying to create that new narrative for a global initiative. I don't know why people think that that's way out there. Yesterday, I highlighted the fact, are you paying attention? Now, altogether, gas prices go up. Tesla car sales skyrocket 256%. Remember that? Folks, you're being caught up into the cycle again with another new guiding light. There's a way that seems right unto a man, but the end is death. How many times do you need to be duped by ill-designing men before you figure this out? John 8:44. This is the fruit of these people. Remember the globalist John D. Rockefeller? He said, I don't want a nation of thinkers. Listen, he said, I don't want a nation of thinkers. Put that up against Hosea 4:6. He said, I want a nation of workers. Yep, that's right. That's exactly right. And then I highlighted that back in the 1940s, yesterday, Preston Tucker tried his best to integrate with the big three, General Motors, Ford, and Chrysler, back in the 40s. He tried to manufacture a car called Chrysler, and what did they do? Well, they did everything in their power to accuse him of scandal and stock fraud to keep him out of business. And what was interesting, and this all came by a senator on the behest of the big three. They hired this senator to accuse him of crimes that he was not guilty of. And what was interesting is when they got rid of Tucker, this is a side note, but it's important to understand, they got rid of Tucker, they put him out of business, and then they stole all of his ideas and started adding them to the big three concerning the cars that they were making. Okay? And then I highlighted the fact that there was John DeLorean back in the 1980s who attempted to do the same thing but was framed by the government. I know that there was things that he did were wrong, but you could still see that he was set to be framed because the big three didn't want him in there neither, because he knew how the game was played because he was a player in the game. Okay? So what'd they do? Well, they framed him. They kicked him out of business. Same thing with Preston Tucker. He was never prosecuted. Neither was John DeLorean. And it's crazy how this works, yet when it comes to the likes of an Elon Musk, and by the way, we're promoting the opposite of the truth, when it comes to the likes of an Elon Musk of Tesla, America's new favorite guiding light, who's being groomed, being put up in your face in a positive light, it seems that there's nothing that seems to impede his way to prosperity. What a coincidence. Why? Because he's one of them. So now what are we seeing? All eyes are on Elon, putting him in a favorable light. Only to what? To deceive those who still have not quite learned their lesson. Read Proverbs 13:13 when you get a moment. Now, I want to get to this because I want you to see this. This is insane. I highlighted the fact that Elon's mother is she's a globalist. Look at all of these gestures she's making with the eye, the all-seeing eye. They're occultic symbols, right? Well, if you're on social media platforms, you can see those. If not, Elon Musk, he's got all of these occultic pictures that she's taken for the world to see. And they are, again, in fact, occultic symbolisms. And I showed you that on the other side of yesterday's show. But I also want to show you this if you're on social media platforms. If not, that's okay. But what about Elon Musk's marriage history? He's had three wives. Now he has a girlfriend who carries his babies. She's named Grimes, who classifies herself as, listen, self-professed, as a witch house, an occultic-themed dark music genre that claims to weirdly enjoy, listen carefully, getting COVID. I'm not making it up. And now wants lesbian space communes. This is who's having Elon Musk's baby. If you can see her online right now, friends, if this is not appalling, I don't know what is. This wouldn't even have been allowed to be on a screen back in the 1960s. Right? So here's the point. Promoting the opposite of the truth, I wish people would slow their roll before they just take them for face value. Keep in mind, if the cameras are on somebody, they're promoting them. And the way that you know the real ones is the way that they attack them. And the attacks will not go for naught. Isn't it interesting? I've just seen it right during the break, how the best that we have in the conservatives warn of what the left will do. I've said this so many times, so many different ways. That's the art of radio. So many times in so many different ways. That's all what the Republicans do, is warn you of what the left is doing. The left does it, and the good guys, having the law behind them, do nothing but magnify the crimes of what you tolerate when it comes to a left who are defined out as criminals. Isn't that interesting? The Republicans are all about Elon Musk's buying of Twitter. And for those that are taken with Elon Musk, I got to tell you, I got some ice that I'd like to sell you. On the broadside of Alaska. I mean, this is how ignorant the American people have become to believe that Elon Musk is for the people. Now, I'm not saying he's not a nice guy, but I can tell you this right now. Politicians and these deceivers of mankind have so exercise their heart in covetousness, deceiving themselves and others that they don't even know the difference. You could sit down with Bill and Hillary Clinton. I guarantee you in 5 minutes, if you didn't know them, they would have you loving on them, thinking that they were the coolest people since sliced bread. And it's just the truth. That's how deceptive these people are. Well, Elon Musk is a part of that. Now, just go back to this, and I want to end this, and I'll take Dan from Ohio. John D. Rockefeller, the globalist, said, I don't want a nation of thinkers. No! Matter of fact, Adolf Hitler said, it's a good thing for people in power that the people never think. That's right. See, that's why we have to think for you, folks. I don't want a nation of thinkers, said Rockefeller. I want a nation of workers. Now, how easily these globalists must find it when they are unimpeded by the people that do not think and are ignorant enough to end up working for them at the end of the day. Friends, I just want to say this. That's what defines slavery. Wake up. Acts 2:38. I'm going to take Dan from Ohio. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend Dan from Ohio? I don't know if we're reloading, uploading, or whatever the case might be, but for some reason or another. Dan, do I have you?
Yes, sir. Can you hear
okay.
me?
Okay, it's all yours, my friend.
Hey, Albert Pike, ironically, the guy who's the first statue that was
yep.
saved when the woke took everything down, one of his famous statements was, when the American people need a hero, we'll provide them with one. A.K.A. Elon Musk, and I kind of wanted to prove a point exactly what you've been saying. Okay, today at work we're outside eating lunch, and I've noticed it, and I've kind of kept my mouth shut because yeah, I work with people who are totally asleep, and regardless of what you say, Trump is going to save America, or you know, Biden's doing a great job. They buy the whole left-right paradigm, but both businesses across the street from us. Are flying the Ukrainian flag.
Yep.
And they pointed that out, and I said, you know, isn't that something? I said, these people in the United States are so concerned with freedom and democracy in another country, but for two straight years, they sat on their butt while all their rights have been infringed upon, and they did not a daggone thing. I said, and you guys are sitting there thinking that that's great to fly that flag? And they looked at me like they saw a ghost. They're like, what are you talking about?
Yep.
I said, for two straight years, you've had all kinds of your rights infringed upon. Well, I've been able to do everything I wanted to do. Really, the American people are totally asleep. And I really don't know what it's going to take to wake them up. But, you know, I made a simple statement that every one of your listeners would agree with what I just said. But people who don't listen to this show are going to think that we're talking crazy talk.
Yeah, and I don't really care. You know, the thing is, the people that would say it's crazy talk, they don't have a leg to stand on anymore. To suggest that anything is a theory any longer, that's water under the bridge. They have not a leg to stand on. I question their sanity. I question their rationale. And so whatever they have to say, regardless, the difference between me and them, Dan, is I'm right. Because the word is immovable, and so am I by the grace of God. So you got the last word, my friend.
Okay, yeah, just I'll try to say as quick as I can. Yes, so all my conservative friends always send me things from Russell Brand, and if you look, he's best friends with Havari.
Yep, I seen that. I gotta go. Dan, it's over.
Your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is how we do every day.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.